إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the understanding of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned as our state in this life, and what He suggested and told us are the solutions to save ourselves from the evil of the state. And we are on the point of amalu salih, good deeds. And as I mentioned yesterday, the criterion of what is good is that which is in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actions are important because actions are the proof of belief. They are the proof of belief, they are the proof of our words. The action of Salah is the proof of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's the reason why somebody who deliberately leaves Salah has left Islam, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the person has disproved his or her belief by not doing the action which proves that belief. Similarly, the same thing goes for any stated belief. The proof of the belief is the action. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. And so therefore, the gap between the walk and the talk, credibility falls through that. As they say, your actions speak so loudly that I cannot hear your words. You know, there's a quote, there's a proverb, your actions speak so loudly that I cannot hear your words. So it doesn't matter what you say, people listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. People do not care what you say until they see what you do. We have any number of such examples to prove this in our lives, all around us, from other people, from ourselves, both good and bad. I don't mean this only in a negative way. Both good and bad, we have examples all around us throughout our lives. I will not quote those examples because it's not necessary. I think it's important for you and me to reflect and look around ourselves, and most importantly, look in our own lives and say which of my actions are proof of my words and what are the actions proving, both negative and positive. We may be saying some things, but do the actions reflect those words? If the actions are not reflecting the words, then one has to doubt the words. Actions also are the basis on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us on the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease in that judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ حَمَالًا. Allah said, we have created death and life so that we can test you to see which of you does the best actions, the best deeds. Not the best talk, not the best stated belief. I believe this, I believe that. All of that is fine. One has to believe, because without the belief, the action won't happen. But if the belief is not translated into action, then the belief by itself has no value and it has no effect. I may believe in the greatness and the importance of charity. I may write 25 books on the importance of charity, but unless I take out some money from my pocket and give it to somebody, there is no charity. It's not doing anything. I can believe about the greatness of kindness or the greatness of keeping good relations with people and so on and so on and so on. And you can have so many beliefs and, you know, stated values. But unless you actually do that, unless you actually pick up the phone and talk to somebody, unless you actually go and repair your connection with someone with whom the connection has been broken or strained, unless you go and apologize to somebody who you may have hurt, unless you return somebody's right or property or whatnot which you may have taken, unless you actually do the action, there is no effect. You can believe whatever you like, it makes no difference. And that belief itself is highly questionable, because if you really believe that, then how come you don't do it? So that is the issue of action. Take the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is always action after action after action that defined the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he got the first revelation and he came to his wife Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha and he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, he said, cover me up with a blanket, and she covered him up. And he was fearful, he was afraid, he did not realize what had happened to him. He was afraid that it was something which could be evil. What did she tell him? She told him about his actions. She said that you are a person who keeps the relationships intact, who protects relationships, who are good to people. He said, you are a person who helps people in need. You are a person who is good to his guests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy you. She didn't talk about his beliefs, and she didn't say you are a person who prays so much and who goes and meditates and all. She said, your actions, these are your actions. And these are your good actions, and therefore Allah will not destroy you. If you take his seerah, right from the earliest times that have been recorded, it is all his actions. How did he treat people? How did he treat people? Not just treat people, but treated people who ill-treated him. Yeah, in actions also there are two things. One is being good to somebody who is good to you, which is, at best it is justice. Alhamdulillah, we should be good. If somebody is nice to you, you are nice to them. If somebody is nice to you and you are not nice to them, then that is gross injustice. So if somebody is good to you and you are good to them, alhamdulillah, this is good. But being good to somebody who is evil to you, who is not good to you, who maybe even tries to harm you, maybe they even succeed in harming you, but you are still good to them. Now that is a very high level of character. That is why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I have been sent for the perfection of character. Allah sent me to perfect character. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said about him, Jalla Jalaluhu, he said about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you have the best of character. Khuluqun Azim. He said, you have the best of character. And that is, all of that is what? Action. What is character? Character is action. You know, there's no character in somebody who's just sitting and believing something. It's a question of action. What does it show? So right from the beginning, his behavior with people who were not good to him, people who tried to harm him, whether it was in a small way, like the woman who threw garbage in his path, or whether it was in a much more severe way where people tried to kill him and so on, always his sallallahu alaihi wasallam's reaction or response to that was in goodness. Was not even a retaliation. Not even in retaliation, which would have been justice, because you have a right to retaliate, but he did not even do that. The best example of that is Fatah Makkah. When Makkah was conquered, not only was nobody, it was not a conquest like any other conquest, full of killing and looting and so on, but it was a conquest where he forgave people. He did not even claim compensation for what he lost. I mean, that is something which always amazes me whenever I read about Fatah Makkah. It's not just a question of forgiving, okay, so you cursed me something, okay, I forgive. No, this is actual physical harm. This is misappropriation of property. This is people, grabbing other people's wealth and so on, and killing their relatives and so forth. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not claim compensation even for those things. Where he had every right to claim compensation for what he had lost and what his companions had lost. He did not claim, but he gave that up also. So again, action which shows, and that is the reason why today, think about that, that is the reason why today, 15 centuries later, we still talk about him. And we, and not only we talk about him, and we talk about him with the highest level of respect, because we believe in him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we believe in him and we follow his religion. But even people who are not Muslim, they don't follow his religion, they don't believe in him as a prophet, but when they write about him and so on and so forth, they write all of these things, because these are facts, these are things which happened. This is not mythology. So therefore, the action is that which speaks. And if you look at the Sahaba again, the same things. Right through, it is all action after action after action. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, all the stories about him, of how he used to serve people, individual people who were, when he became Khalifa, and he came to the place where he used to stay. He heard somebody, he heard one of the women saying that, now who is going to help us with the milking of our sheep and goats and so on, because Abu Bakr used to do it, but now he has become the king, he has become the Khalifa, so who will help us with this? So he overheard that. He went to them and he said, Abu Bakr used to do that voluntarily because he wished until now. Now Abu Bakr will do it because now it is his duty. He has to do it because he is the Khalifa, therefore he has to serve you. This is his orientation with regard to being a ruler. All of this today, everything has become words, servant leadership and this and that. You cannot become a leader unless you serve. It's absolute nonsense. I mean, nobody actually seems to, we don't act on that. We just use these terms. Lip service. Which leader do you know is serving people? The moment you become a leader, they become oppressive, they become dictators. There's no question of serving. The people are then forced to serve them. The opposite of, but we'd like to talk. So Islam says, no, not enough to talk. You have to show that by your action. And that's the reason why in Surah Rum, Allah said, even about the difficulties that come on people. Allah said, Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. Allah said, the fasad, the trials and tribulations, the difficulties that are spread on the sea and the land, are the result of the actions of people. What comes from the hands of people? Bima kasabat aydin nas. What comes from the hands of people? What goes up from this dunya brings down the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. What our hands create, our hands will harvest. The seed is sown by the hand, and the harvest is also gathered by the hand. And the harvest is always related to the seed which is sown. You plant rice, you get rice. You plant wheat, you get wheat. You can't plant rice and want wheat, it won't come. What you plant, you get. And that is the issue of action. And that's the reason why Islam continuously emphasizes action after action after action. Rasulullah ﷺ said to Sayyidah Fatima Siddiq radiallahu anha, what did he say to her? He said, you will not stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will stand on the basis of your actions, on your deeds. The nisbat with anyone, including the nisbat with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the relationship with anyone, whoever it might be, including the relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is based on the actions. If the actions are good, if a person is a mu'min, if a person is a Muslim, believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the actions are good, then the relationship, the nisbat, will do them good. Then inshallah it's a good nisbat and it will take them somewhere. But if that action is not there, if the belief is not there, like the case of Nuh alayhi salam's son, for example, like the case of other people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Ibrahim alayhi salam's father, for example, nisbat is there. He is the father, he is the son. There is no denying of the fact that there is a relationship, but does not help. Does not help. Despite the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, does not help. Because the action is not there. And that's why everyone, myself and you, let us focus on actions. And let us do actions which will be a source of benefit for us in this dunya wal akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this easy for us and to make it possible for us and to accept it from us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.